Hey, it's Dave. So this morning, we just found out exactly how many shares Elon Musk sold yesterday during the market, and we have some additional details. So let's go into these SEC filings that Tesla just posted, actually this morning. These are Form 4 filings. So three of them were filed this morning. In the filings, it shows that Elon Musk sold 5.5 million Tesla shares yesterday, so on Thursday during the market. So to recap, on Tuesday, actually a few days earlier, Elon sold 3.68 million Tesla shares. And on Wednesday, April 27th, Elon sold 735,000 Tesla shares. So in total, Elon sold 9.645 million Tesla shares during the period of April 26th to April 28th. And he also tweeted that no further stock sales are planned. So this was a quick sale, a three-day fire sale in a sense, tanking the stock, but the stock is starting to recover. So here's a screenshot of Tesla stock during kind of trading hours. This will likely change right by market close today, but it was up about 4% in trading today, but the NASDAQ was down about 1.5%. So yeah, there's a significant outperforming by Tesla. All right, so let's look at the current holdings for Elon Musk. So over the past 3 days, Elon sold 5.5% of his total Tesla holdings. This brings his total Tesla shares from 172.6 million down to 162.9 million shares. In total, he raised about $8.5 billion in cash. So his current holdings of 162 million Tesla shares, let's say at about $900, they're worth about $146.6 billion. So the question is, what will Elon do with his new $8.5 billion right, in cash? So I think a few things. First, Elon will need to spend probably at least $2 billion right, paying in taxes. With the remaining $6 billion plus or so, it'll likely go into the Twitter acquisition. So how is Elon Musk financing right, this $45 billion or so acquisition of Twitter? So here is the breakdown. So Elon is getting a $13 billion buyout loan. So this is basically financing from different banks based upon Twitter's business. Most of it is secured. So if Twitter goes bankrupt, then the banks are on the line. Then there is a $12.5 billion margin loan that Elon is taking out against his Tesla shares. So this is personal risk that Elon is taking right against his own assets. And then there's $21 billion right in additional kind of equity cash that Elon is promising. It's going to come likely from himself, but also probably from other investors right, that he recruits. So let's take a look at a commitment letter that Elon filed back on April 20th. And here's what the letter says. It says, this letter agreement confirms the commitment of equity investors subject to the conditions set forth herein and in the offer to directly or indirectly contribute to or otherwise provide cash to the parent or the purchaser at or immediately prior to the closing or cause an assignee to do the same for the purpose of enabling the parent or the purchaser to accept for payment, purchase and pay for any and all shares tendered pursuant to the offer at the time of acceptance. All right, so Elon basically filed this letter. If you notice, the purchaser and the parent are companies, X Holding Company 2, X Holding Company number 1. These are companies Elon has set up himself. He is the president, treasurer, and secretary, right, of both of these companies here. So in summary, Elon Musk is saying that he himself, together with perhaps other investors that he recruits, will need to provide enough cash to purchase all of the Twitter shares that are tendered by shareholders at the close of acquisition. The total required potentially would be $21 billion. Now, if Elon is able to provide, let's say, $6 billion, then he would need to recruit an additional $15 billion or so from other investors. But this amount would be much less if some existing large Twitter investors decide to join as shareholders right in the new private company. Let's say Elon allows the top, let's say 2,000 existing Twitter shareholders to convert their stock to the private company. All right, so in summary, this was a bold move by Elon Musk to substantially increase the odds that the Twitter acquisition will close. If there were doubts in people's minds before, you know, most of those doubts should probably go away after this big stock sale. The New York Times said that US regulators may examine Mr. Musk's purchase of Twitter, but are unlikely to sue to block it since it is not an example of a company buying a competitor, former antitrust officials have said. Yeah, so the regulatory kind of issue probably isn't that severe. There doesn't look like there's much to block or stop Elon's transaction to acquire Twitter. So when will this deal close? Twitter told employees that this deal will take about 3 to 6 months to close. There's a $1 billion breakup fee if Twitter takes competing offer or takes a competing offer or if shareholders reject right Elon's offer. Then there's a $1 billion breakup fee if Elon Musk is unable to obtain financing, which basically basically is a nil point right now because of the amount of Tesla shares that he just sold this week. Now, if the deal does not close by October 24th, both sides can walk away. If it still is awaiting regulatory approval at that time, Elon and Twitter would have another 6 months to close the transaction. So another question here is, did Elon really have to sell, right, $8.5 billion worth of Tesla stock this week? Couldn't he just have borrowed more money or found another way? I think there are several reasons why I think Elon felt that he did have to sell Tesla stock in order to fund this acquisition of Twitter. So first off, I think it's likely that banks weren't interested in lending Elon more for this transaction. Banks have offered significant amounts, right, for equity financing, but also in margin loans. Also, to secure the additional $21 billion or so in investor money that Elon needs to raise, it's reasonable for Elon to put in some money himself, let's say $6 billion. This practically ensures, in my opinion, that he'll be able to raise the rest of the money. Also, he might not need to spend all $6 billion for this transaction if existing large Twitter shareholders choose to transfer their equity right into this private company. Also, Elon doesn't know the exact amount, right, of equity that, let's say, large Twitter shareholders want to transfer over. He probably might not find out for a very long time, maybe even up until closing. So to ensure this transaction doesn't have any financing hiccups, Elon is footing the $6 billion. He probably will raise the rest, right, from individual large investors and get the $21 billion secure before the transaction closes. All right. Overall, I think this is about Elon's expanding mission. So my wife was asking yesterday, like, why is Elon, you know, selling so much Tesla when Tesla is like at this inflection point where the next decade is going to be fantastic for Tesla? Is this really a good investment for Elon? And I think Elon doesn't really function or equate things just purely on finances or numbers. There's a better kind of lens that Elon uses for himself, at least, and this is the lens of mission. And so for Elon, his focus has been mostly on Tesla and SpaceX. However, Tesla and SpaceX's missions are actually going very well. Tesla has, right, their growing EV business that's going to transition into full self-driving, eventually Optimus, right? The future is practically unlimited. And SpaceX has Starlink up and running. You know, it's fantastic. This is going to be the cash cow that pretty much enables, right, SpaceX to fund their ambitious plans going forward. So looking in the bigger picture, whether Elon Musk owns, let's say, 10% or 20% of Tesla doesn't really impact whether or not Tesla will be able to fulfill its mission. So Elon can expand his mission of what he wants to do during his lifetime to include, right, ensuring or protecting freedom and democracy without actually harming, right, the mission of Tesla or SpaceX. So in Elon's kind of mind or his kind of equation of what to do, it's kind of a no-brainer for Elon to go for it. And further, if Elon can unlock Twitter's potential as a social media platform, I think this could be absolutely huge. So there you have it. Elon Musk has sold 5.5% of his Tesla holdings this past week to ensure and to fund, right, this Twitter acquisition, which now I think has a super high likelihood of closing in coming months. Also, we have a quick close, right, to Elon's stock sale. Previously last year, it took him like a couple months, right, to sell his Tesla stock for his 2012 CEO compensation plan. But this time around, he finishes off in 3 days. Sure, Tesla stock was hit bad, but I think overall in the bigger picture, like it will rebound dependent, of course, on macro conditions and on where the market will head. But anyways, hope this was helpful. If it was, go ahead, like and subscribe. All my videos can be found as an audio podcast as well. Just search for Dave Lee on investing in your favorite podcast player. I'm also on Twitter at HeyDave7. All right, we'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.